Hello and welcome to the final Advent reflection before Christmas Day from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. It is the fourth week of Advent, with only a few days before Christmas, and we are going to be thinking and reflecting on joy. But before we do that, it's time to light the Advent candles. Our four candles are lit, with the final one being the one that we light on Christmas Day. We light these candles to remember the 4 weeks of Advent and to look forward to that Christmas Day when we remember that Jesus, the light of the world, has come into our world, into the darkness of this earth. So let's pray. God Almighty, we thank you that Jesus, the light of the world, has truly come. God, we need that light so badly right now. The world seems like a very dark place. But we look to you, Jesus, our light, our hope, our peace, and our joy. Please bring those things to us, that light, that hope, that peace, that joy, into our lives right now. Help us to hear from you and look to you at all times. Thank you for coming and being our Saviour. Amen. So as I said, the topic for this Sunday, for this Advent, is joy. And it may feel like a bit of a ridiculous time to be talking about joy when there is so much to be sad about. And this seems to be especially for those of us who live in London or in other affected areas who have just learnt that we are going to be entering Tier 4. And that's going to affect not just our day-to-day lives, but all our plans for Christmas as well. It might feel for all of us that there is going to be no joy this Christmas. Many of us, we have held on to the hope that we would be able to meet up with friends or family over Christmas, and yet these plans will have been dashed. Many of our traditions and celebrations that we usually enjoy cannot happen this year. It may even feel like Christmas itself is cancelled. But I want to encourage you, Christmas is not cancelled. I want to encourage you that we can still have joy, even in the middle of hardships. Jesus, the light, hope, peace and joy of the world, is still with us and holding us close, which we need now more than ever. When the news of Jesus' birth was announced to the shepherds, the angel spoke to the shepherds, saying, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And after saying this, the angels burst into a joyful song, praising God for what was happening. Jesus' birth is good news that causes great joy for all the people. The angel didn't say that it was good news that will cause smiles on people's faces, or good news that would uplift the spirits. Neither did the angel say that it was good news only for the Jewish people, or it was only good news for people who lived during that time. No. Jesus' birth is good news that causes great joy for all people. People alive at the time of Jesus' birth, and everyone alive before and since as well. This is how amazing the news of Jesus is. But why is the news of Jesus' birth such good news of great joy? I could probably speak forever about why Jesus' birth brings such great joy, but let's just focus on a few things by looking at the song that Mary sang to celebrate the coming of Jesus. And I'm going to read from Luke 1, verses 46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." God is mighty and holy and has done great things. A reason that we can be joyful at Christmas and because of Christmas is because we remember who God is, his character and his power. Mary sings about the greatness of God, giving God the names Saviour, Mighty One, and Holy. In our culture, often our names are just things that we call each other, but they're not things that are descriptions of who we are. But in the culture of the times, names were really important, and especially so the names of deities. The meanings of names were not just the name that someone was called, but it was an indicator of their character, a description of their very being. So when Mary calls God the Mighty One and states that his name is holy, she is saying that God is so mighty and so holy that no one can doubt his mightiness or holiness. And then, of course, she reinforces this idea by remembering that God has done mighty deeds both throughout history and also personally in her own life. Now, if we stopped at this point, we might find God quite scary, because mightiness and holiness can be quite intimidating features. It might suggest that God is distant and far off, so holy that he doesn't care for the earth, so mighty that he could crush us in one breath. But Mary also declares that God is Saviour. Now, I'll look a little bit more about this idea of God being Saviour in a minute, but just as an overview, Mary's description of God as Saviour at the beginning of her song reminds us that God is personal and intimate. He loves us and is personally interested in our lives. Christmas is a time of joy because it reminds us that God is so mighty and holy and yet also loves and cares for us. He has compassion and love for people even in the most lowly of statuses. Mary celebrates because God has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. When Mary sings about her humble state, it is likely that she's talking about her poverty, her low status in the class system of the time, and the general lowly state in comparison with others around her. And yet, it was to Mary that the angel came. God did not choose for Jesus to be born in a palace or stately home. Instead, he was born to a poor family and was given a bed in an animal's feeding trough. Jesus' birth is joyful because God is mighty and holy. It is also joyful because God is our Saviour. Jesus is our Saviour. In Mary's song, she says, "My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." She recognised that we all need Jesus to save us and to extend mercy to us. God loves us so much, but we continually reject him and rebel against him. And this is known as sin. Because God is holy and just, he cannot just allow wrongdoing or sin to be unpunished. Because that would be like allowing criminals to go around hurting people without any consequence to their behaviour. God is just. But he is also love. And he loves us so much that he doesn't want to see us destroyed. He wants to be our Father, to have a loving relationship with him. And so because God loves us so much, he sent his one and only Son, allowing Jesus to die in our place, so that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have eternal life. And this is most certainly a cause for great joy for all people. Jesus came so that everyone could be saved from the punishment of sin. Christmas is a time of joy because we remember that instead of condemning us to the consequences of our action, he came into the world, becoming part of the human race, and died in our place. In John 3, verses 17 and 18, it says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." When we believe that Jesus' love has overcome death itself, joy becomes possible even in the darkest of situations. Mary recognised that the child she was carrying would change not just her life, but the entire world. She recognised that this fragile child would be a saviour who would extend God's mercy to those who fear him from generation to generation. I like the Message translation of verse 50, which says, "His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him." I like this version because it reminds me of the constant motion of the sea. When you stand on the beach at the edge of the sea, the waves come continually, one after another, and they do not stop. The sea is in endless motion, waves coming constantly. And it's like that with God's mercy. Sometimes we do something that we feel incredibly guilty about, or perhaps there's a habitual sin that we fall into time after time. And in those times, we might feel that no one could possibly forgive us. We could consider ourselves unsavable. Perhaps we might think, "God has already forgiven me for so much. He can't possibly forgive me for this as well. I've ruined any chance of relationship with him." But the wonderful, joyful news is that God's forgiveness is like the endless breaking of waves. His mercy washes over us again and again, and it doesn't matter how big we mess up or how many times we fall, because God's mercy washes over us again and again. And so, like Mary, our spirits can shout for joy and rejoice in God our Saviour. Mary was also joyful because she knew how amazing God's kingdom and rule is. Unfortunately, in this world, we are used to the fact that people, both in the UK and all around the world, are oppressed or go hungry. And this isn't because there isn't enough to provide for the people in the world. It's because of the inequality and greed in the world. We have become so jaded to these realities that we often don't pay any attention to the things happening unless something particularly grabs our attention. There are many awful situations that rarely get reported on in the news because things have been like that for so long that they are not a new item of news, and so they don't need to be reported on. However, we can have hope and joy because of Jesus. Mary sings these amazing words that speak of what God is doing and will continue to do until it comes to fulfillment. And she says this: "He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." God lifts up those who are oppressed and fills the hungry with good things. He restores the balance so that the resources that he provides us are shared out as they are needed instead of being hoarded away by the rich. God will put an end to all oppression, slavery, and inequality. God's kingdom is truly amazing. And so we see that joy is an attitude for us to adopt, not because of any happy circumstance, but because of our hope in God's love and promise. Our joy is not determined by any current situation or troubles or lack thereof, but it is instead rooted in our certainty about our future destination. Because of this certainty, we can have joy despite the current difficulties in the world. Joy is a gift of God's Spirit, a sign of Jesus' presence with us, inspiring hope in the midst of hardship. Jesus truly is Emmanuel, God with us. Our experience of this true, deep joy does not mean that we should try and ignore or suppress our sorrows. It does not mean that we will not feel sadness or pain. We are still human. God created us capable of feeling those emotions and so much more, and so we should not try to deny their presence. Instead, we can choose to put our trust and hope in Christ, so that in times of pain, we can be full of sorrow and yet rejoicing, as Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians 6. We can choose to trust that in Jesus, our pain will not be the final word. We can choose to have joy even in the midst of pain. So let's pray. God, help us to know joy. Not a fleeting happiness, but a true, deep joy. A joy that reaches deep inside of us, allowing us to feel joy even in the midst of pain and sorrow. Lord, we know that joy and sorrow can be present at the same time. And so, Lord, we pray that we would know joy, that we will be filled with your joy, because we have hope and trust in you, hope and trust in the promises of your love, of the certainty of our faith in you. God, hold us and strengthen us. Give us hope for now and for the future. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.